next question for you would be, you know, having...
I can relate this to the music as well.
Oh, right, and not only the music, but, you know, the way you live your life. That's what I'm, you know...
Sure, yeah, go and this direction. will totally explain that.
Yeah.
Like, in the last few months, because of, like, some experiences I've had, they've pushed me farther into, like... for instance, I started meditating a few months ago, or just like getting into like about a year ago. I got into. Well, actually, let me just start. You know, I'll make it quick. But maybe a year and a half ago, when Your Majesty had been out for like a few months, right? And we went on tour, and I started having all these revelations about certain things about. Like self-consciousness, and I started, and I had spent most of that winter for tracking at home, and like not getting a job when I should have been working, and just focusing on for track, and having guilt about this because of like the family I've grown up in, and just because the idea is you gotta work, you gotta have money, you gotta have like, you know, you gotta take care of yourself, or you're lazy if you're not, or whatever. It's a bad idea to smoke a pot all day and play music, you know? Like, so that was always going along in the back of my head. Yet, I knew I was making a lot of gains, like staying at home, and just like working on the four track. And what I started to find out was that every time I tried to write a song, like when I sat down and focused on it, like that day I'm like, okay, today I gotta work, and today I gotta like write a song, it's my mission to write a song. It would be so difficult. And then, like, say, later on in the night, maybe I've had a beer, maybe I've, like, smoked a little pot, or maybe it has nothing to do with a substance or whatever. Maybe I'm just, like, in a mood, or maybe even, like, there's a movie on or another record on, and I pick up the guitar, and I'm just kind of fooling around, and then suddenly the song comes, right? Or I'm playing something, and it suddenly starts to click. And so what I realize is that everything that I do, anything that's even had like a shred of respectability that I've made musically, as far as like songs I've written or parts I've written or rhythmically things I've achieved, have been come from moments where I was totally not paying attention, versus moments where I am sitting down trying to be like, okay, now I'm gonna write a song, I'm gonna like, you know, where I'm trying to plan it out, right? So this started to really trip me out up in my head, because I was like, wait. That's weird. Like, so every time I'm not paying attention, suddenly, like, something good starts to happen. But the moments where I start to concentrate, nothing happens. I just struggle. I'll, like, struggle on a song for 4 days, and at the end of it, just decide the song sucks or something like that and ditch it, right? So this pattern started to happen, along with some, like, drug use, along with some, like, just, like, revelations, personal revelations about consciousness and sexuality, where I realized that thought and thinking too much tends to meddle with the things work out. So now fast forward, this was like the inkling of this, right? And fast forward to like, you know, 4 or 5 months ago, I had a lot of like intense personal things happen in my life, which just like made me look inward more than I had prior to this, you know, at any point. I was just looking deeply inside myself, and the certain things I started to find, I started to, like, get way more into, like, meditation, and I would notice, like, certain things that would happen, like, and by meditation, I'm not talking about any, like, even from a religious standpoint, like, I was, like, reading a lot of, like, Buddhist and Hindu type stuff just because it deals a lot with meditation, but I wasn't, like, a practicing Hindu or practicing Buddhist, you know, even though like sometimes that, who knows what that means, but I'm saying I'd sit and meditate, and by doing that I'd say a mantra in my head, meaning I'd try and say one word over and over and over again, and whatever it would be, you know, and the first thing that you find when you do this is that your mind is out of control. It's impossible, it's nearly impossible to do for more than like a few seconds at a time. When you first start out, it's like, and so you start to realize your mind is like any other muscle, like you can train it, right? But normally your mind is thinking about, oh, like as soon as you sit down to meditate, you're like, oh, I gotta be here in half an hour, like, oh, I gotta fucking pay my rent this month, or, oh, you know, this is working, this is great. Your mind just starts to, like,
so could you think. Could you relate that back to music?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting there. Okay. So, I'm sorry this is long-winded, but it will make sense here in a minute. So, so I realized that this was, my mind was totally out of control. And again, I had all this shit going on in my life earlier that was, like, really traumatic, and I realized that my mind was just, like, I'd feel, so much of the time, feel, like, paranoid or feel, like, freaked out or things. My mind was just racing out of control. So that's what drew me to, like, start controlling it. I started controlling it a few months ago, or starting learning to control it, and it was astounding, suddenly, the gains I was making as far as, like, I'd notice myself, I didn't think anything was happening, but later in that day, I'd be involved in a conversation, and normally I'd be, like, talking, whereas suddenly I was completely silent and listening. Or, like, suddenly, this, like, insights would come to me out of nowhere that were, like, just, like, where things started to click, and I'd notice certain patterns of my behavior, how normally I'd yap my trap during a certain situation where I should have been listening, or how normally I just react in a certain self-conscious way. And so I started to learn all these things about myself, right? About, like, wow, like, and so then, thus, I start wanting to, like, meditate more and more. The idea of becoming a monk, or, like, going off, quit, like, there are times in the last few months where I've thought completely about, like, who cares about Lawrence, who cares about a band, who cares about anything, like, I need to go to India, or I need to go somewhere and just, like, meditate for months at a time, right? Because what I'm gaining from this is way more valuable than artistically anything I've learned so far. And so, then only recently I've come in contact with this concept that has, like, put everything, like, kind of in the full circle of things. And what it is the idea that there is no, as long as you are thinking along the lines of there is something to achieve, for instance, like, relating back to what I'm talking about, like, oh, I've made all these gains by meditating this much. If I go off and meditate for a year or 2 years, I will be, like, so much more in tune than I am now, right? Or I'll be so much more powerful, or my mind, I'll be so much of a better person. Because all this revolves around being a better person in a lot, in all ways, pretty much. You know, you want it, everyone strives to be, like, a good person. So I was thinking, like, if I meditated for a whole year at some center, if I was a monk, I'd come to this, like, giant revelation. Things would, like, even be better than they are now. Well, I've recently, in the last month, realized that as long as you're making a separation between yourself now and yourself what you want to be, then you're still living in an illusion. And what I mean by that is, like, you're making separation between the now and the, you're still thinking along in terms of time. You're still thinking, like, in the future, well, if I'm this way now, a year from now, I'm going to be here. And,
So are you not thinking that way anymore?
No. So now all I'm trying, and this is what all I'm trying to do is be in the now, meaning you never, ever even, basically what you're trying to do is never, ever think, basically. You just try and have pure, your mind is clear at all times, and anytime you do think of the past or the future, you just recognize that you're thinking in time. And I personally, again, do not believe that time exists the way that we think it does, okay? Now, to relate this all back to music, and I can elaborate on that. I know that's going to be confusing to anyone who really hears me say, like, I do not believe time exists, but I truthfully do not believe time exists, and I could go into that if we want to. But I just want to relate this back to the music so it doesn't meander too far.